Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nadine with Local Splash. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm good.
Awesome.
So I'm with Amy right now.
Hi, Amy. How are you? Am I on speakers? Hi.
Yes.
How's it going?
Okay.
Good, good. So did he get a chance, Andrew, to speak with you about, or did you get a chance to look at the email I had sent?
Yeah, I explained to Amy what was going on.
Okay. Did you have any questions, Amy?
Not yet.
Okay. So just to kind of do a quick recap, as I was speaking with Andrew, I was recommending our Platinum package for you guys because that includes both the Google and Facebook marketing. Have
mm-hmm.
you created a business Facebook page yet for the company?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, we have Instagram. It's a little bit, I find in our community Instagram is more popular, but I could be wrong about that just based on our other business results.
Right.
But if you work with Facebook, then I'd be happy to create a Facebook page.
Yes. And let me tell you, so when you create the business Facebook page, we're not going to do any posting on there. What we're doing is we're managing the Facebook ads, right?
Got it.
Now, what I would recommend, and I'm glad that you have Instagram, is that when you create your business Facebook page that you link both the Facebook business and the Instagram one together. And
okay.
I'll tell you why. Because whenever you post on Instagram, it's going to automatically post on your Facebook business page and vice versa.
Okay.
So if we're running
right.
Facebook ads,
yes.
You know where they're posting to. Okay. So it's kind of killing two birds with one stone. Although we don't do anything with Instagram, but as long as they're linked, you know, whatever's
yeah.
being posted there is going to post on the other page.
Understood.
Now,
I don't do a lot of Instagram posting.
That's okay. You know what I always recommend is this. You want to keep your content fresh, even if you're at least posting at the very least once a month. Okay. Just even if it's a project he finished or one that he's still working on, just post
yep.
it, you know. I see a lot of times where I'll see Instagrams and even Facebook pages where they haven't posted in 2 years. And I'm like, you've got to post something because.
Right. Yeah. I'm not that out of touch. I just try not to use the app that much, but I understand that it brings business. So.
Yeah. And good.
But yeah.
Good.
No, I get it. I'm on board. I will link Facebook to Instagram.
And I had told him as well, you've done an excellent job so far. I mean, hats off to you. A lot of business owners don't get as far as you guys do. So, excellent work.
Oh, good to hear. Thanks.
Yeah, most definitely. And then, now, I had mentioned to him, too, so I know that he covers, like, a 20-mile radius with the Facebook ads. We could target a specific audience by interest, income level, location. The furthest that those Facebook ads will ever target is 50 miles. That's the furthest they're ever going to target, right?
Okay.
When it comes to the local map section of Google, as I explained to him and I want to explain it to you too, the local map is going to cover anyone that's within your zip code at what Google considers your local area, which is 5 to 10 miles around your zip code. So this is part of the reason why I recommend the Platinum package, because the Facebook ads is what's going to help reach outside of that 5 to 10
right.
miles. So. They're a good conversion rate because they're consistently retargeting. If someone's performed a search on Google for your services, and although they did not call you guys, when they're on their Facebook page, they'll get that ad appearing. It's like that reminder. You were looking for
right.
this service. Here's a company that offers it. And that's why they work so well, because of
okay.
the retargeting. Okay?
Great. Yep.
Now, you guys will also have what's called a customized tracking and reporting system that comes along with this. So you'll have a username, an actual login, username and password where you could track your results, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your ad, where they performed the location of the search. You can also track how many phone calls you're receiving. Now, through that customized tracking and reporting system, we actually call it the client dashboard, you're also able to go in if you wanted to change pictures around, content, add keywords, you can do so. But you will have a team here within our company that's dedicated to your account so that any time you have updates, questions, concerns, you would contact our customer service department.
So are you redoing the website then, or is the website that we created holding fast and this is like an additional?
That's a great question. So I had mentioned to him, we're not going to tinker with your website, right? We want to ensure that wherever we're promoting your company, like on Apple as well as where you'll have a profile too, and Bing, that your website is attached. Now, I did tell him, if there was a time, let's just say, you decided, Amy, you know what, we want a new website, not really too happy with the one that we have, okay? I think you purchased it from a domain, from Wix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
We can recreate the website for you using your domain. But the
right.
kind of sites that we create, it's called a My Site. It's an actual, it's a customized website to fit your business, and it actually has the automatic SEO settings, which help with your ranking. So we design it to fit your business, but it's something that we can do for you if you decided later on, and it won't cost you additional.
Oh, interesting. I know because the platform that we are using right now does have the SEO built in.
Oh, good.
But you have to pay. It's like an extra. You pay extra each time you add
on a
new.
Oh, you have to pay.
So, yeah.
Oh,
so like,
okay. So you have like the basic, maybe.
I forget what I have, but yeah, I don't know if I'm actually paying for that because I wasn't sure. Basically,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure how to use it. They kind of like you buy it and then you need to learn how to use it. It's intuitive, but it's not to the point of like foolproof.
Right.
So it doesn't. It does intrigue me that. That's something that you offer. I guess I just worry that like the format of the Wix platform won't translate. So I just want to make sure that that's something that you guys can take care of, like, you know, to each platform that you're putting it out on.
It should. I know before, I'll tell you, and before, like if someone had a Wix domain, even when they had a Wix website, right?
Mm-hmm.
We would attach it where their business is being promoted. The only thing is that when someone would tell us, hey, we want a new website, can you use our domain?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't able to use the Wix domain in the past because Wix had all these restrictions. And, I mean, people couldn't, like, companies like ourselves couldn't even build off of their domains. But recently, for whatever reason now, we're able to, I don't know if they lifted restrictions or what they did, but now we're able to actually, we've had some clients that had purchased a Wix domain but hadn't even created the website, so we were able to create the website using their domain.
Okay.
Kind of it was weird in the past.
I
Wix
did that with
was really weird
farm,
about it.
Yeah, I did that with our farm website. I used a platform called Barn to Door to try to upmark like online sales during the pandemic. And I kind of fell into the same issue with, I had to, there was a button, like literally like a button that I pressed that allowed this other company to be able to use my domain. So I think they have modified.
Yeah, they might have. Yeah, because I know recently we had a meeting and they had told us, okay, so listen, we can
mm-hmm.
now, we can now go ahead and build off of Wix domains. So if you run across
okay.
anyone that has a domain from Wix, we can now build off of their
using. Okay, good. Yeah, that's
domain.
All that's all I wanted to make sure of. Just kind of like, you know, not doing things twice is what
yeah,
I'm
no, no, no. And like even, and of course, if you have like your own domain, we prefer to use your own domain, right? But there
right.
have been some instances where some clients, they don't even have their login anymore or they lost their domain because a lot of
yes.
times people don't renew them. They don't
right.
realize you got to renew it.
Yeah.
And
right.
so we've had to get a domain on their behalf. We don't charge them for it. We just get it. And then we set up a whole new one for them. But in your case, like if you don't want any changes or anything, I mean, we won't tinker with it. We won't even make changes to it.
Okay.
You're in full control of your website. But let's say later on, Amy, yes, you wanted a whole new website. You're like, listen, can we just create a new website but use my domain? Yes, we can do it.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. I did read some reviews about your services, and they said that the opposite. So I just wanted to clarify and make sure I heard it from you that's correct.
Yeah. We've been in business for 19 years. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say that there aren't reviews that are, you know, the type that would make you frown.
Of
you
course.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've been doing this a long time. One thing I will say too, and I want to be very clear on this, you will have full ownership to your Google Business profile as well as your Facebook page. All you would be doing is adding us on as managers. You still continue to hold full ownership to those profiles.
Okay.
We do not take it hostage. We can't.
Cool.
You know,
okay, right.
There's absolutely, and it's even stated. So I just want to be clear on that because I know I've heard from other companies they've had really like nightmares. So I just want to be clear on that. Yeah, because I've had some business owners. Can I still make changes? Yeah, you can. I mean, we're managers. We're not owners. You still have full ownership of it. But, you know, there's the business owners, and you might be one of those that likes to still be a little bit hands-on. And then there's the business owners that I come across that are like, I don't want to touch it. You guys deal with it. I'm focusing on my job, which is a blessing that your husband has you to help him too. You know?
Isn't it?
Did you hear that, Andrew?
Yeah, he did. He rolled
he better agree. Teasing. So yeah, so that's how it'll all be in a nutshell. Now also, you know, I had mentioned to him I was able to get that code with the promo rate that we ran at the end of the year. That $249 a month is a price that will never change on you guys. You're not paying additional click fees or anything like that. It is a true flat rate.
Okay.
Whether you guys were with us 6 months or 6 years, it does have the one-time $99 setup fee. So that's why the initial investment would be $348 to get it started, but every month after is $249 a month. Now, we're always going to ask that you at least stick it out 2 months because you know with Google, nothing ever happens overnight. So we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you guys are paying monthly.
Got it.
At any time you decide you want to cancel, we only ask that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, and then we part as friends. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. As far as, like, excuse me, as far as, like, how many times, like, when they're clicking on your Facebook ads, you're not being charged for that because you're always paying that flat rate, but you'll also see in the receipt, the way we do the breakdown is that $249, we'll take $100 of it, we'll allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing, and the Facebook ads, we manage them to run throughout the month, not to all, like, run out within a week or two, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, that's where the team comes in, because they're highly trained and certified, and they have the product knowledge, so they know how to run those ads. Of course, they're going to also take your input on it, too. If you guys wanted to run an ad because you were looking to hire or what have you, there's so much that you can do with the ads. I even think that they allow up to, like, I believe it's a 3-second video that we can do on the ad too. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, right? 3 seconds. But I believe that that's the guideline with the Facebook ads as well.
Okay.
But they go over that during the client interview, and that's why I told Andrew too. The client interview is what's really the most important because that's when you're talking with the technician about the Facebook ads, the areas that we're targeting. That's where they're going more in detail. Of course, they're also verifying the information that you and I verified in the beginning just to make sure that I listed everything correctly. Now, from the time that you complete your client interview, and I mentioned to him, this might be something either you're going to do with a technician or both of you, but we do want to set it at a time that's convenient for you guys. So with the client interview, it typically we block out an hour, but it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, just really depends, like how many questions or details you guys have. But the sooner you get through the client interview, the faster we're moving.
Got
so it. Client interview... From that point when you complete it, 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories and you're receiving your login credentials. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live. Those are already visible. What we always state in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google can take between 30 to 45 days. Now, there have been times where I've seen it happen sooner. Possibly it could happen sooner in your case because you guys are already PIN verified. It's a matter of adding us on as managers, but we will always give the 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. And it's stated in our terms and conditions as well. But even as these steps are being completed, I will tell you, Amy, that we're also notifying you guys and making you aware that, you know, now you're on the first page. We'll notify you when the directories are live, when your Facebook ads are live. So we definitely keep you guys in the loop as well as these steps are being completed.
Okay.
Okay.
We got Andrew very quiet back there.
Yeah. So
he's like,
so
I already went through this.
We set up that interview right now with you.
So what we here would be the process. It takes about maybe I'm going to say 15 minutes tops for us to create your account here with us. We'll just be verifying information. I'm going to be notating that Amy's also authorized to make changes to the account. And I only say that, Amy, because let's say you called in to make a change, right? If you're not notated, they're going to say, well, we need to speak with Andrew to put you on the account.
No.
So I'm going to
okay.
do that ahead of
Good.
Time.
Great.
The client interview, just to kind of give you guys a heads up of what's available right now, and I'm going to give it based off of your time zone because, Amy, I believe we're 3 hours behind you guys. Okay? So we're in California on the West Coast, which is freezing right now, and you would probably laugh when I tell you what's freezing for me. It's like literally like 50 degrees. I'm like so cold. It's 40.
Yeah, snow on the ground.
Oh my gosh. My bones were hurting this much. When I luckily I have my Ford has where you can kind of turn it on and start the heater. I was like, oh my gosh, there was actually ice on the window. So I'm like, ugh. Okay. So, looking at the schedule, the following times that I have for your time zone is I actually have 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have 4 to 5, and then I have a 6 to 7.
That's Amy's schedule. So what?
Do you have anything for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm completely open. Tomorrow, I got like times starting from 10. 10 would always be the earliest. So 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2,
okay.
all
okay.
the way
can
down
do,
to 6.
Can we do tomorrow at 10? Please?
We can. Oh, yeah, okay, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, yeah. And what we'll do is we'll block out an hour. So let me do this. And the best email for you guys, this is where we send correspondence from us, and it's also where we're going to send your receipt. It's going to be the asmithconstructionri@gmail.com, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm sending you this second email, and it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. All it does is it gives you an overview of the reporting system just so you have an idea of how the reports will look, okay?
Okay.
Now, the best number for you guys, okay, this is when we call for the client interview. If we call with any updates in the account, is it going to be this number that we're speaking on, the 401-374-3621?
No, this is actually Andrew's phone number. Let me give you mine as well.
Perfect. All right.
It's 508.
Uh-huh.
843.
Okay.
6618.
Okay. Is this the number that you want us to call in reference to the account, like if there's any updates for the client interview? Do you want us to call the 508 number, or do you want
yes,
us to
please.
Call Andrew's?
Yeah, it's a safer bet. I can always get in touch with Andrew.
Okay,
in case.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. We're not getting rid of you, Andrew. We just don't want to be interrupting you either when you're working. But
yeah,
now the phone number. Oh, did he? Okay, so
yeah,
now it's
yeah.
you and I. Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, now it's us. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to do this now. Let me go here. I feel like there's this cold going around. It's been going around since Christmas, and I'm like, oh, no. So I'm, like, pumping up with vitamin C.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I have to. My husband does dialysis, and if he gets sick, that's not good. Because
right.
he a minor cold for him is like the flu.
Aww.
And for me, it's always this time of the year. I'm like, it always happens. So I'm like telling everybody, stay away from me if you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come to visit me at home. Okay, let me go here. I'm going to also send you a series of text messages. I'm going to actually send you two of them, in fact. If you look at the bottom of those emails, you're going to see my contact information, right? However, I also like to text it to you as well. So
okay.
this way you have it for your records. I mean, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I still, Amy, like for you to have my information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send you this one right now. It's going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina. And then I'm also going to send you the second one. There goes the first one. Let me know once you receive both, okay?
Okay.
The second one is going to have the number to our customer service department. So anytime, as I mentioned, if you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you'll just contact our customer service department. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. So for you, we're here 10 to 7. Okay?
Got it. Yep. All right. I received both your text messages.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And then the phone number that I'm showing for the business should be the 401-374-3621, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Amy, how do you spell your name?
A-M-Y.
Okay. One of my best friends, she spells it A-M-I-E. So that's why I asked. And your last name, Amy?
Smith.
Smith? Okay. And then Andrew. Now, do we put him as the primary or put you as the primary?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'll put both of you, but they're going to always contact your phone number regarding that
Perfect.
Account. And
okay.
then I currently see the business name, A. Smith Construction. Let me go over here. A. Smith Construction. Okay.
Yeah.
What address did you PIN verify it at? Just so I have it on file, we're never going to have that address showing anywhere. But just so we have it on file.
Sure. It's 424 Brayman's Lane, B as in boy, R-A, M as in Mark, A-N-S.
Lane, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I have the zip code showing as 02871, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then let me just make sure you're with. Yeah, you did a really good job on the website. You should be proud of yourself.
Thanks.
I've seen some. I'm not going to lie.
I won't quit my day job, but.
You're like, I won't quit the day job, but. No, I will say I have seen some, and I'm like, oh, they tried. They really tried.
Yeah, right.
You know? I think sometimes, too, it's just the formats of the websites, you know?
Yeah, it's hard. Okay. It's hard when you don't know what you're doing. But at least
yeah.
I had good pictures to work with.
Very good. Very good. Now, as far as for the payment, the card that we're using, is the card in your name, the business name? Does it have Andrew's name?
I have my own card for the business.
Okay.
So the card reads A. Smith Construction and then has my name on it or his. So it doesn't matter.
Okay. Is it just Amy Smith on there?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said it reads as just A. Smith Construction on it?
Let me just double check that.
Okay.
Right here. Hold on, sorry. It says A. Smith Construction. Yeah.
Amy okay. Smith. I noticed on your Angie's where you guys appear at too, it shows the LLC. You don't want the LLC showing on your Google profile, right? Because it doesn't have it on the Google profile. It's
okay,
not
yeah,
necessary.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't think that matters for, I think it looks cleaner without it. So.
I honestly think so too.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really cares how we're incorporated, right? It's,
no.
That's not the point.
Honestly, no, they don't. They don't. Really, it's a preference. A
right,
majority
and
of
that,
businesses
and
don't even
on,
list it.
Right, and that's going to show up on estimates and quotes and invoices and all that anyway, so it's not for the
yeah.
consumer to
no,
worry about.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Not at all. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number, Amy, whenever you are.
4652-8700-0121-5325.
Expiration month and year?
1127.
And the CVV code on the back?
113.
Okay. I'm just going to read it back to you for accuracy. I'm not going to charge the card because I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification first. And it's just going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing. Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, you just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this
okay.
way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it just because I want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So the card reads as 4652-8700-0121-5325, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have expiration is 1127. 113 is the CBB code on the back, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do want to put a security question here on your account here with us.
Okay.
And you have a choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
I'll do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name?
Rice. R-I-C-E.
Okay. And that's one he would know too, right? Hopefully.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I'll explain why we put the security question. Let's say somebody were to call you and claim that they're local splash and they're saying, oh, Amy, you guys need to pay $5, even $5, right, to verify your profile. You ask them, what's my security question? They'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not
right. Right.
Even if they keep saying, oh, it's not necessary, be very adamant. What is my security question?
Right.
I will tell you this. Even disconnect the call, take down the phone number and call us immediately. We're never going to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. Okay.
Okay.
So it's definitely not us. But make it a habit to always ask, what's my security question? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even with us, we should know it. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it currently reads on Google.
Okay, I get it. And then I would say A. Smith Construction.
Yes, please state the name of your business.
A. Smith Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Amy Smith, co-owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Now, Andrew Smith is also authorized to make changes to the account in the event you're not able to call in and make a change, correct, Amy?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages,
yes,
and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, as I mentioned to you, keep in mind you might have a company that's trying to call you to offer you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money. And again, always ask what your security question is.
Right.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just what this means, I always like to explain it anyways, is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a ring to let us know. So that way we can verify it's not already a service that we're including. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 9th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means that your second payment will be charged on February 9th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, it'll be a recurring payment. So what that means is once your term is completed, it'll automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. I would recommend that you actually save that in your contacts as Local Splash. Now, if you choose, Amy, to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. So you already know.
Okay.
If you need to pause it or cancel it, call 3 days before the 9th, 3 business days, so that way they don't charge you on that date. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm doing now is I'm just going to be updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. You're going to get this sent to you, a receipt, both to your email, and we'll send it to you in a text message. And I'll be going over it with you in a couple of minutes. I probably maybe only need about 5 more minutes, and then we're all done. Okay?
Okay.
And then, now I know you wanted the client interview, you said, for tomorrow at 10 o'clock, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm going to also send you an invite for that, too. So tomorrow when we call you, we're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock, and we'll be calling you from an 877 number. So
okay.
You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. We will call you, we'll actually send you a reminder an hour before just to let you know that it's coming up, just
okay.
In case if it slipped your mind. Okay. And I think I might have put something wrong on here. Let me see. Oh, no wonder it's not June, it's November. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Okay. Now, if for some reason when we call you tomorrow, let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone, okay?
Yep.
And say, listen, I need 5 or 10 more minutes, and we will call you right back, okay?
Okay, that won't be the case. I'll be available, but okay.
But
thank
just
you.
In case.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run the card yet. I'm giving it a couple minutes before I run it. In the meantime,
I wanted to mention that when I set up our Wix website, I did commit to like some sort of their version of boosting Google views.
Uh-huh.
I have like a cap, like it's like a, you pick the amount and then they allocate that over the course of whatever, 30 days or something.
It sounds like Google Ads. Google
right.
Ads is
so
what
I,
it sounds like.
I did, yeah, so I bought that.
Uh-huh.
But that's going to run out soon. But because you told me to let you know I have any other marketing efforts.
Yeah,
I just wanted to let you know that's, I don't think that it's done anything, so I don't think it is really relevant to what you're talking about, but I won't be doing anything else while I'm under our agreement. So.
Yeah, you should be fine, honey. And because that's Google Ads that they're running. Now let's say we were running Google Ads for you and then you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to pay Wix to boost blah, 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 right?
Right?
We would be like, no, don't do it. We're already doing the Google Ads because all
yeah,
the money
I see.
It'll hurt you instead of
right.
helping you and you're spending more money. How has that been working for you? Have you been tracking it?
It says that there's not enough clicks to track right now. So.
Really? What are you allocating? Do you mind if I ask?
I think it's like $7 a day.
Okay, $7 over the course. Yeah, I mean, are you picking specific zip codes for it? Like when you're doing it?
I think, you know, honestly, I don't remember. I set this up a while ago. I don't remember. I think it's done. I'm not even like, it didn't work, so I don't even care.
You're like, I'm over it.
Yep. That's why we're here. That's why we're having this conversation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you, Amy, we do Google Ads too, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be super transparent with you. And this is what I also told Andrew. Google Ads were great. Don't get me wrong. Okay. However, with the Google Ads, they're more expensive and they can be a little tricky. Across all industries, Google Ads, I'll tell you, they're a 4% conversion rate across all industries. When you compare those to Facebook ads are 9% conversion rate. It's double the conversion rate. You see what I'm saying? And it's surprising, right? Because you're like, whoa, that's crazy. But yeah, they have a better conversion rate because they retarget.
Okay.
All right. So let me send this calendar invite. My computer's just like, I don't know what's going on. It's like lagging over here. Okay. Let's see. And then let me get the email from here. (Clears throat) Smith Construction, attach that. Now, as far as his services, I want to notate some of the services so this way they have an idea where to start from. What do you want me to notate on here from him under his services? Remodels, flooring, what would you like me to list?
Hang on, let me get him back here.
Okay.
This is kind of his department.
Okay.
Can you just repeat that question again?
Yeah, Andrew, under your services, because I want to give them an idea, the technician, of where to start from, what do you want me to list? Remodeling, bathroom, kitchen, flooring, what do you want me to notate?
As like a starting point?
Yeah, just so that they have an idea, so then they'll
remodeling.
Go over more keywords with you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so remodeling, flooring. I think, did you say hardwood flooring? Like a specific type of flooring? Okay. What else do you do?
Tile.
Uh-huh.
Drywall and painting.
Drywall and edge, and what again, I'm sorry?
Painting,
okay. And it's just residential for now, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is just to kind of give them an idea. Of course, they're going to go over way more with you in detail. Okay?
Okay.
And then do you guys want to keep it within the 20-mile radius? You know what Facebook has? You can go as far as 50 miles if you ever want it, okay? That's the furthest we'll target. Okay.
Yeah, no, 20 is far enough.
Okay. And then I see here, I don't see hours of operation for you guys. What are your hours of operation?
We can put 7 to 5.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
You put Saturday, yeah.
Okay. And what are the forms of payments that you typically accept?
Cash and check.
Yeah, cash and check.
Cash and check. Okay. If you guys ever take like Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, or anything like that, just let us know so that way we can update it. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
And then, so you guys have an option. We could put a tracking number. Now, the tracking number would actually be the one that would show, not your actual physical phone number, right? But the tracking number is linked to your phone. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store that allows you to track your calls, your messages. If a spam call came in, you could even block the spam call. Do you guys prefer that it be your number listed there as it currently is, or would you be interested in a tracking number? It doesn't cost you anything.
I get that. I know you just explained what a tracking number is, but I still don't understand.
So let's say, I'll explain. So let's say, you know, right now it currently shows your phone number, Andrew, on your Google Business profile, right?
Okay.
If we put a tracking number, the tracking number would be, I'll just throw an example, 123-456-7890. That's the number that would show, not your phone number. But when I click on that phone number, right, that's showing on your Google profile page, it's still ringing to your phone. So what it does is it comes with an app, like if you have an iPhone or an Android, it's going to allow you to, you would go to the App Store, download the app, and on that app, you can track your phone calls that you're receiving through that tracking number. You can track your messages. You could even, like if a spam call came in and you see it on that app, you can block it so that that call doesn't come in anymore.
So this is just to protect us from people
kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. It protects you guys from getting like robocalls too. You know, sometimes you're more prone to that. I know when I had a catering business, this was like 10 years ago, right? Because it would be my physical phone number showing. I used to get a lot of robocalls and I was like, that was driving me crazy. So a lot of times I wish I would have had a tracking number then. You know, which I didn't do it because I was more hesitant. Well, people know me by my phone number. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that can be the case too. It's even if
I think it's better. Honestly, Nadine, I'm just going to stop you. I think
I think that Andrew would agree. Like, I think it's better to have our phone number. Just like you see the area code. It's like a it's a Rhode
That's
Island.
That's fine.
Thing. It's like a It's like I think That's it looks
totally
better.
Fine.
It reads better.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. I was just giving you an example. If at any time you
want a
tracking number, then we can add it. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just always an option. And Andrew, you're licensed and insured or in the process. It's not a requirement. I just ask how to have it.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have all the
Awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go here. Now, when we communicate with you, do you guys prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Email and phone is fine.
Email and phone? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so let me do that. Now, if you take a look, excuse me, I'm losing my voice over here. If you take a look at either your text messages or your emails, Amy, you should have received the receipt. And I want you to open it up, and I'm going to walk you through it.
Okay, let me get back to the computer.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm on a job site right now.
No worry. We'll be all done after
this.
you're like, oh, my gosh, are we almost done?
All right. No. I've got...
It'll say, Amy, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please keep in mind it says that it's a recurring charge. And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
You'll click on that.
Okay.
Now it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. I'm going to walk you through the services.
Okay.
Google Business Profile Optimization. Google Business Profile Access is part of your package. It states on there under the access that you still have full ownership to your profile page.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the directory submissions. My site does not apply to you unless you decide, Nadine, we want a website now. Remember, it'll be included. Okay?
Correct. Yep.
Facebook business page access. You're going to create the business Facebook page, so we'll just need the link, and you'll have to add us on as manager so that we know where we're running the Facebook ads. Okay?
Okay.
Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are products that we do assist with as well. They are not part of your package, but if you're ever interested in hearing out, Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program. It's a really good program. It's different from the Angie's Leads because they're actually live direct calls coming to you. But there are requirements and background checks on that. Google Workspace, they might ask you about it if you want it. It is an additional charge. It's like having a work email. Your email is sufficient.
Okay.
So you could decline it because it's an additional charge. Advanced reporting system is part of your package. Our live client support, it shows you our hours of operation and our number. We communicate through text message, our delivery dates, we went over those, and it states the 30 to 45 for the first page placement. Payments. Today it shows you activated your services with us at 348, and it gives you the breakdown there. Now your monthly after, it breaks it down, 149 plus 100, 249. So you know that price will never change.
Yep.
Seasonal holds, cancellations, call 3 business days before the billing is due. Now, where your phone number is listed, click on I agree to receive text messages, and you certify that you're the authorized user and holder and signer of the credit card.
Yep.
And then you type your name. And
I did. I'm going to hit confirm.
All right. Now, you should get something that pops up with a username and password it's asking you to enter. Let me know when you're there.
Yes, I'm there. Beautiful.
So we don't have the username or password yet. You're going to receive that email within 5 to 7 days, so this way you can start tracking your results with us. I wanted you
to
see what the reporting system looks like. I would like to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you guys. Welcome to our Local Splash family. I am super excited for you. If I am not on a call tomorrow, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, they will call you directly if I'm not available. Okay?
Okay, great.
But I'll try to be available. But I'm so excited for you guys. Amy, do you have any other questions before I let you go about your day?
No, thanks for your transparency.
You are so, so welcome. It's my pleasure. And please say goodbye to Andrew for me. I don't know if he's still right there.
I will. All right.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye.